You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams going to join us at 1:20, talk some college football with him. All that coming up.
Hey, Doug, I just saw this morning that one of your favorite people, one of your favorite athletes of all time, is now an NBA owner.
Oh, yeah. I saw it went through.
Yeah, it went through.
The sale went through.
The sale went through. Alex Rodriguez.
Good for him.
Is officially an NBA owner.
You know, it's been, he's needed something good to happen.
Yeah,
for him.
Man, it's been
you
rough.
Know, it's been tough.
It's been tough.
Being a billionaire and a broadcaster.
It's been rough, man. Yeah. It's been rough. But yeah, now old boy's like, damn. Because he saw, I'm talking about the former owner now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, okay, hold on. Who's this guy we drafted? You probably didn't know who he was. Anthony Edwards? Oh, he's good.
Huh, he looks.
Huh. Hold on. Let me see the ticket sales.
Oh.
Jersey sales?
We're in the what? The what? Western Conference Finals for the first time since when? All right.
Yeah, you know what? A-Rod.
Rescind the sale.
Man, how was your plan, dog?
Yeah.
You know how I get when I be drinking, man? Yeah, you be selling stuff.
You thought I was serious about that?
Yeah, no, you know me. I just be selling. Remember that yacht? Yeah, I was drunk when I sold that one.
Anybody ever tried to, like, take back the sale of a franchise? Like, that's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
People do that in life sometimes. Yeah. Like, no, I was just kidding. I didn't really want to do that. Yeah. Like, all right, sure, I guess.
He tried to renege on a franchise.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. And they had to go through all, that's why it took so long. They had to go all through the court process and all that. And finally, the judges were like, no, you sold it to them, and they own it now.
Yeah,
so, A-Rod and his buddy are the owners of the Timberwolves now. Unfortunately, the Timberwolves kind of suck again. So, yeah. Kind of not really, but they're not what they were like a year ago.
Three 40-point games? Like, yeah. He's balling. He's shooting so much. I know what I had fun with this morning. I saw DeMar DeRozan. That was a hell of a game between the Kings and the Mavericks yesterday. He was just unbelievable. He had 40 points last night, right, on 22 shots. So that means that he didn't
efficient.
Do that but mid-range.
Oh, yeah.
The middies.
Yeah,
no
man.
Long range, no nothing.
Dude,
the middies.
The DeMar DeRozan little turnaround from the free throw line.
Money.
Oh, dude. That guy is an absolute monster.
And his money. But, yeah, we talked about the trades because we were before we came on, we were just, you know, sitting back and because Dallas Mavericks have had people removed from the games and stuff for having signs. You said it was a 12-year-old kid. Get your young ass out of here, too.
Yeah, I don't care how old you are.
I guess you don't
get to criticize our general manager publicly.
Abe was saying one of the guys who got thrown out was singing the karaoke song instead of singing. He said, fire Nico.
So the big fella, if you've seen any of the videos or pictures or anything, the big fella that got kicked out that had one of the signs, they had him on like in-game karaoke whatever and when they panned to him he did the I don't know if his mic was on yet but he hit the fire Nico that's pretty easy lip read.
but now they're all banged up. Anthony Davis might be out for a while. They're talking about looking into different treatment, maybe surgery, and then you know they lose another big. And, you know, I understand the fan angst and whatever, because he is a generational type player. But then you got the owner that's coming out, and it's like they're really trying to, obviously, you want to have a united front, mm-hmm. something like this, as if the organization, everything like that. Obviously, you want to do that. But, like, the oversell of trying to, like, kick Luka in the ass is real funny. It's real funny because I'm trying to think, are you trying to save face for your fan base by making by seeming like it's a united front?
Yeah, well, they're trying to justify the unjustifiable.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, do they think it's working?
No.
Of course not. They were telling people they could have their money back for season tickets.
Well, they might think it's working, or they might think that it's going to work, but
it's not
working.
They better think it's going to work.
And it's not.
They better?
Yeah, well, it's not going to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if Anthony Davis has to get surgery, just fire Nico right now. Like, seriously. Seriously, because they're not going to be good without Anthony Davis. Like,
they thought all their bigs, man.
I know. But, like, Anthony Davis and Kyrie, at least for the short term, had a chance. That's a fun duo. That's a good duo. I don't know where you really believe they are in the Western Conference, but I didn't see them going to the finals last year.
Right,
they did. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you never know. I mean, you get into the dance and maybe you can make a run, but right now they're in the eighth spot. Like, without Anthony Davis, they're not better than the Thunder, Grizzlies, Nuggets, Lakers,
no.
Rockets, Clippers, or Timberwolves.
No.
Like, they're probably going to lose more games. If they find themselves outside the playoff line, because the only way they had to make this thing, like, stomachable for Mavericks fans was short-term success.
Yes.
They had to capitalize on the short-term. Kyrie, Anthony Davis, some of the other, Clay is still there.
Nice
like
shot,
Clay,
love,
yeah, like
nice
you shot. Know, you got to sort of make it happen soon. If Anthony Davis can't play, then it failed.
Yeah.
Because Luka's about to have 10 years in LA at least. And if Luka's the same guy, we said this a million times. Like, if Luka's the same as he's been, you lose the trade by a mile.
Mm-hmm.
If Luka actually goes there and becomes,
they might fire the governor,
a workout guy,
yeah,
and become like gets, you know, whatever, like LeBron the Mamba mentality. Yeah, man. Like,
yeah.
This is not hyperbole. Like, I know a lot of times in this day and age when people say the reaction to stuff always has to be the biggest and best and craziest of all time.
Right.
Like, this really does have the potential to be the worst trade in NBA history.
It does.
It really does.
Yeah, and it's crazy because they lost Dirk. Dirk was in L.A. last night.
Dude, they lost Dirk.
Dirk has a statue.
The man has a statue in front of the Mavericks
Dirk
arena.
Dirk was in L.A. chilling.
He was at the Staples Center last night cheering on Luka with the free 77 giveaway shirt that they gave out.
Wow.
I don't know if he put that on or not, but
wow,
they had the free 77 shirts on all the seats. LeBron had his 77 jersey on for warm-ups. They let Luka check in. Like, they introduced him last. Like, always LeBron goes last in player intros. They let Luka go last.
Yeah. Like, well, LeBron technically let him go.
Right, I know.
Yeah,
I know. But LeBron let him go last. And I'm sure LeBron will go back to being last in the next game.
Yeah, great job. Not till I'm gone can you be last.
Yeah, I understand. Next.
That's always the coolest thing. Too.
Sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you want to go last.
Yeah, you got to go last. In basketball, I either want to go third or last.
Okay.
If I want to go first, if I go third, I'm going last.
The funniest one for me was when the Hawks were tanking, you know,
uh-huh,
and it was like, somebody still has to go last.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, tonight it's going to be Taurean Prince, and we're going to sell it.
Yeah.
From Baylor.
But you got to.
No, you have to.
You got to.
You have to. You have to. Look, man, if you're in arena entertainment, and that's the people that do the best jobs are the in arena entertainment for bum-ass teams.
Yes.
Like, because they have it in there like a rock concert every single home game.
Right.
Even if you're tanking and you're playing the Hornets and it's a Tuesday night, you know what I mean? In February. It's an event.
Right.
It's a time.
Right.
And they're doing great. The lights are down. That was the thing that always made me laugh, was like, in those games, I'd be trying to do my pregame and like the lights go down and they've got pyrotechnics. It gets hot. Like, if you're sitting close enough to that thing, you burn your eyebrows.
Right.
Like,
yeah, but that's
like all this for Dennis Schroeder. All right.
Would that burn?
Yeah. Selling the hell out of that thing. And then I'll fast forward to me in the post-game show. All right, tonight's player of the game brought to you by blah, blah, blah. Kent Bazemore, 16 points, 8 rebounds.
Yes.
Hell of an effort, Kent.
But that's why you're a professional.
I guess.
Yeah,
I was laughing through it and going as fast as I could.
That's why you're a professional.
I guess. But that was something we were talking about with teams that tank. It's like, it always seems like a good idea from the outside. And maybe that's what the Saints should do right now. Like, they have teams don't do it in the NFL as much as they do it in baseball and basketball, which is funny because in the NFL, you literally get the number one pick if you're the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in basketball, if you're one of the three worst, then ping pong balls decide your fate. Like, in the NFL, if you're just crap, you get the first pick.
That's what we were just
you
talking,
really do get the first pick.
And that's something we were talking about last segment as far as the Saints. They hired a new coach, Kellen Moore, to be their head coach. And what their plan of action should be. And it's like, just eat it.
Yeah.
Eat it. Be bad.
They got to eat it for a year.
Yeah, be bad.
Yep.
Get the number one pick. And if you get Arch Manning, Dude, that's good. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to revive. Just having a Manning, having Arch as your starting quarterback. Oh, because Kellen's so, he's still relative. No, not relative. You know, he's really young.
Would he be the youngest coach in the NFL?
Yeah, he's 35.
I know, but
yeah,
there's, you know.
Yeah, I think he is. Okay. I don't know how old Lynn Cohen is.
And all these guys are like 35 now.
But what I'm saying is, like, you get him in there, and then you make a hard decision, and you make it to a point where, you got to put, well, you can't do that because it ain't going against rule, but you got to make your Saints fans feel and let them know that, hey, we're going to be really bad this year.
Yeah, without saying it, because you can't say it. Because here's the thing.
But it's going to be a rough, rough year.
Here's the thing. Like, fan bases are entitled to react however they want to any stuff. Like, you disagree with it respectfully, and you can. But fan bases are pretty simple. Like, if it's going good and you're winning, everybody's going to be on board. That's obvious. The alternative to that is a vision that's clear. Like, you can be bad if it's for a purpose, right? Like, if it feels like there's a vision with which, like, you're headed. Like, when the Hawks were doing what they were doing, it wasn't any fun. Nobody enjoyed it. But at least it was like, all right, like, you know, this is going to result in some draft picks, and hopefully that turns into some winning down the road. Like, you can sell a vision. You can't just be rudderless and just be like, well, I don't know, we're probably going to, I think it's going to be good. We signed that guy, and we got this guy now. And I know we've been 8-9 for 3 straight years, but I think this one's going to be different. Like, you got to either be good and obviously good, like, clearly, again, this is an obvious statement, if you're good, people are happy, but then have some sort of clear vision that people can be like, okay, I see what they're doing. If the Saints did that, I think it'd be pretty easy for people to be like, all right, it's going to suck for a year, but if it works, we're going to get that guy, we're going to get out from under all this money, we got a young coach, they could start building it. In sort of the way of getting all these guys on the same career trajectory, as opposed to all these guys being old. Some of these guys are from the last regime. We still got Taysom Hill out here playing 10 games a year if he's healthy. Like, I think you could sell a rebuild.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You can sell being good. You can't sell whatever it is that all the other teams in the middle. The middle is the worst place to be.
I agree.
You can't be in the middle.
Where are the Falcons?
Middle. That's where they are. Yeah. Same place the Hawks are.
Yeah.
The Falcons and the Hawks are in the middle. right?
It is what it is.
It's what it is.
But you said your perfect analogy earlier today. It was spot on. But I'll get to it after the break.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album, or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers, or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.